The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I think anybody who meditates, sooner or later, becomes aware of a wandering mind. And that usually it's really soon. It's seldom later. Become aware of how quickly the mind wanders off and gets involved in thoughts and different things, and is not able to stay in some kind of good way, strong way in the present moment. So there are, sometimes it's, in noticing that, it's interesting to ask yourself one of three questions, or all three questions. There's three kind of vipassana questions that can help. The first question is, in order to be present, in order to be here, to really be here and be present, what has to be acknowledged? What has to be acknowledged? And generally, when we ask that question and get an answer, what they're being acknowledged is usually something which is happening in the present moment, maybe that we've been overlooking or not really being admitting or including. So the first question is, to be present, what needs to be acknowledged? The second question is, in order to be present, what needs to be accepted? Sometimes people are fighting what's happening in the present moment, or they're denying or not really willing to look at something. So it's not just acknowledge something, but to really, what needs to be accepted? Maybe it's the wandering mind itself. It has to be accepted, not accepted in the sense of go ahead and do whatever you want and I'll just keep wandering off, but accepted in a way that you're not in conflict with it, but you're also, you're kind of like holding it in attention in a caring way. So what needs to be accepted? And the third question is, in order to be present, what needs to be let go of? In order to be present, what needs to be let go of? And that's sometimes the most interesting question, because you might have an answer or a sense of an answer, but having the answer doesn't help. So then it becomes sometimes a process of reflection, thinking more deeply about, you know, what you believe is important. Why do you believe it's important? What's going on for you that you can't let go? And but if you do that in present moment time, by really staying present with that question, what needs to be let go of, rather than, you know, analyzing it in some historical way, then you're also going to find yourself in a certain kind of way in the present moment, rather than caught up in or spinning out with what, you know, the wandering mind. So what needs to be acknowledged? What needs to be accepted? What needs to be let go of? Are three vipassana questions that maybe at the right time you can ask them. So thank you.